My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I am forever griping about newfangled materials. It's tough to change how you do something when you finally figure out a way that works. So I was some bummed when I called in for a delivery of some asphalt roofing. The roof was getting covered in architectural or laminated shingles. Now, architectural shingles I've grown to prefer over 3-tab. They're significantly more substantial. I prefer how they look and find they go up a bit easier. I still need to get some 3-tab shingles to cut for my ridge caps. The problem was that the yard didn't have any 3-tab in my color. They did have cap shingles. Since I was going to break down and get cap shingles, I figured I'd go for broke and get the starter strips as well. Have you seen Kinky Boots? There's a part where one character challenges another to change his mind about someone. I was feeling all kinky booty, so thought, okay, I'll see what I think about this new-to-me material before I judge it. Now, normally I'd be cutting shingles basically in half lengthwise to make my starter strips. Half is the starter strip, half goes to the dump. Sometimes the waste half can be used up at the ridge. I was working on a hip-roofed building. I needed about 50 feet of starter strips and only had 2 feet of ridge, so I knew it would all be trash. But with my new best friend starter strips, there was no waste and no time spent cutting. For cap shingles, normally I'm cutting 3-tab shingles at the tabs, then dubbing each third back. That's 9 cuts per 3-tab, or 3 cuts per cap. With the caps, all I need to do was nail them down. Yes, the caps and starters are more expensive than 3-tab shingles. But for one thing, the yard didn't have the 3-tabs. I was able to reduce my waste and waste disposal costs, and it made the job that much more pleasant. No more cutting 3-tabs for me. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.